Well, the first three methods on this slide are the set methods for first, title, and age. They don't do anything unusual. Let's go down to the main program. Now keep in mind that this whole time we are still in this class definition for employee. This entire file is just the definition of an employee class. But I'm going to also define a main function inside of here so that I can execute this after I've compiled the program. So what will this main program do? Well, it'll do pretty much what the example did in the C chapters. I will create an employee object. Notice how I do it. I use the new operator. Employee E equals new employee, and in parentheses I have the values that the constructor requires. The first thing I'll do is go ahead and just print out that object. And then I will exercise the methods of the class by changing the values of the fields. I realize at this point that, you know, you're probably wondering, why do I bother having set last and set first and set title and set age and making the data private when I can just make the data public and achieve the same thing? Well, that's true in a simple example like this. But generally what you want to do in real programs is you actually do want to protect your data and only allow the operations that a user should have. And very often you won't have set functions like this. You'll just have the particular things you want the user to be able to do. Anyway, I'm going to go through and just make changes in all of these and print it out again. And each time I call println, it automatically calls the toString method of my class. That's just what println does.